Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people believe there comes a time.
There comes a time.
Thank you. Where kids of a certain age should leave childish things behind and start to become adults.
Sure.
And those people are called dicks because a decision that people have made for kids without actually consulting kids.
Well, you don't have to consult a kid.
Has people ready to withhold treats if they believe that child shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is so good for everyone right now, this is something we should worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there should be some legislation.
You're hanging out in the break. There is legislation.
Good.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll get to that in just a second. But it is Thursday.
Yeah.
When you want to hurt someone in this room, you can't call them short or stupid. There is so much happening with you. It's like all of the jokes have hit my brain and they can't come out.
I didn't complete the outfit because I forgot I left some in the other room. I could wake up my wife.
What?
You didn't complete it.
No, I had the hat and a scarf.
No, you weren't going to wear a hat and a scarf.
I was.
You're wearing purple socks.
Those are my Italian socks.
They look great, man.
You don't think these socks are styling?
How are you? First of all, you call them styling.
They styling.
You are such a rube sucker. From Italy, wow! Like from the toe part of the boot?
It actually is.
Oh, it's purple, just like all things in
like
Italy.
Like they pulled it out of their shoe.
Oh, check me out, Ma. I got genuine Italian socks. Woo-hoo! You got to really hurt someone. Something along the lines
of Pat Duffy. I want to go out for my little ice cream cup. But
Halloween tonight?
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Little trick-or-treaters will be out.
Adorable.
Be costumes freeloading from everyone else in the
Too
neighborhood.
Cute.
Yeah, yeah. But Tommy thinks it's cute because keyword in that sentence, little trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Because it turns out there is an age where we as Americans have decided you are too old to trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Tommy, I have a number in front of me that I will tell you in a second. But I want to know, in your humble opinion, what age is too old for a kid to go out trick-or-treating?
There's an age where a child stops being adorable. That adorable
I'm guessing
age.
That's pretty early for you.
I think it's pretty early for everybody. There's an adorable stage of life.
Okay.
And you age out of it. Everybody does.
Okay.
And I think once you pass adorable, you out.
So what's that age?
I'm going to say between 10 and 11. I'll give you.
10 and 11?
I'll give you.
10? So 11 years old?
11, you really pushing it. You unadorable kid.
11?
You ain't adorable kid. You're not a fireman anymore. You're not a spider. You're not a pea pod.
You can play dress up in imagination at 11 years old.
Yeah, not in my yard. Go do it at your own house.
Kimmy.
And explain that to your priest.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
yeah.
What age should a kid stop trick-or-treating?
I would say middle school.
Well, you're close to me.
No, I still give them a couple more years, like 13, 14.
You're going with 13.
Yeah, like once you hit high school, I would think you're almost too cool to be trick-or-treating.
You should be something.
Okay, so in this study, America has spoken. And as a country, we have decided that kids should stop trick-or-treating at 13 and a half years old.
All right, so I wasn't that far.
You're 2 years off. She's dead on, 13 to 14, 13 and a half.
Yeah.
So for most kids, as soon as you hit high school, you should be done trick-or-treating according to America.
Absolutely.
So for some reason, this is a hot-button, passionate issue. There are stories nationwide of towns trying to ban kids over 14 going door-to-door, and we'll loop back around that in a second. There are grown-ass people who are taking a stand, saying if a kid looks too old, they will not be giving them candy when they trick-or-treat. And to those people, I ask... Who hurt you?
Show me your ID, kid.
So they come up to your door and you won't give them candy.
But you're making a judgment on how old they are.
So I'll open up the door.
Yeah.
14-year-old kid.
Yep.
Or you think.
Yeah, you're too old. You're too old.
Hit the bricks, kid.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get a job.
See, that would suck for a kid like Pat or my husband who were just big kids.
I'm only 14 years old right now.
Even though they were like probably 10 years old, they may have been the same size as a 14-year-old.
I was twice the size of my mother at 14 years old. I'm not exaggerating. Shut up. Shut up.
I tend to get bigger around your mother, too. That's a treat.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why do you care how old the person at your door is trick-or-treating?
Because I'm not giving some teenage kid with cash in his pocket a free candy
cash
bar.
Cash in his pocket? 14, 15? You can't get a job at 14?
Yeah, the hell you can.
Legally, the first age you can get a job is 14. Nobody hires 14-year-old kids anymore.
You could get a little something going on.
Why? Will you stop using your hands like that? It's not appropriate. 14. 14. Like, bro, you'd say every year that you have leftover candy you can't get rid of.
And you bitch about it.
Yeah, bring it up
too
here
much.
For the Chubbalinas.
So it's not like, I mean, bro, if this was an epidemic of 1,000 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds showing up at your house and bankrupting you for your chocolate budget, I would understand it. But it's literally a handful more of candy.
What about these I live literally three doors down from the college.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we get college kids.
What's the problem?
How do you know? You're getting college kids?
You can't tell a college kid?
I don't know if you can.
You think everybody that's 40 and 16 are the same and every age in between?
They college.
But let's say they are college kids. Yeah. What's the problem?
Oh, my God, man. You're going to make more money than me. I got to feed you? Go get a candy from
your
parents.
A handful of candy.
Not even. A peanut butter cup.
But shouldn't you be studying?
Okay.
Hit the books, kid.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where does this obsession with being too old for childish things come from?
Because it ruins the ambiance for the children.
With people of a certain age.
Ambiance of the children?
Really, you want an undisturbed view of young children dressed
up
in
costumes?
Yes,
you're squeezing out the little ones. You're literally squeezing out the little guy.
You're not. It's not like there's a finite number. It's not like you can only take 25 trick-or-treaters. What? Who is a 15, 16, 17-year-old hurting if they go out and trick-or-treat tonight? Who?
Everybody. Because it doesn't warm my heart to give a teenager candy.
Oh, so it's all about you?
A little bit, yeah.
Huh. Why?
Well, why can't I enjoy it? My feelings aren't relevant?
You can enjoy it. No,
apparently my feelings don't matter.
Your feelings don't matter tonight.
Mr. Free Candy.
This is not for you. Your feelings do not matter on Halloween.
I get it. I do enjoy giving the little ones candy. They light up.
Yeah?
Is that
in or out of your van?
These smug-ass... You know, entitled teenage candy hands coming out. I don't need.
Okay. You would think, Kimmy, that you'd want kids at a certain age to go out and get candy because it keeps them from doing more dangerous.
Oh, so you're holding me hostage?
Reckless and stupid.
No, you
stuff.
Should obey the rules of this great country of
ours. They're not going to. What are you going to do about it? Shut up, please.
Well,
then
the police department will be talking to you.
You're going
to
call the
And then you know what your next costume is going to be? Jailbird.
You're getting more upset about this than the story we just told you about the follow-up with the dog in the air.
Yeah, she's right. Look, man, candy is innocent. Other stuff these kids could be doing are not innocent.
Go have teen fun.
No, teen fun is dangerous. Teen fun is bad. Teen fun involves eggs in your house, bro.
I'm not talking about eggs in the house.
Don't do that to me, but everyone else. I mean, not listen. No, shut up.
Go have fun.
Shut up.
Teen fun.
Don't need
good,
it.
Clean teen fun.
I got a serious question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again. We're talking about how the average American believes 13 and a half. Is the age you need to stop trick-or-treating. Why are we in such a rush to take stuff away from kids? Because, like, you could be growing up and still take a night off from being a young adult to go trick-or-treating. And it's the same folks that want kids to grow up fast that, out of the other side of their mouth, will talk about how the best time of their life was 12, 13, 14 years old, right? Why would you want to take... the things that you love the most, that you wish you could have again, away from them.
I'll tell you why.
Please.
I miss young 13-year-old me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm glad I don't have to deal with the 13-year-old me.
But.
Because I was a terrible child.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I had a ball.
Fine.
But I don't want to deal with your kid.
Oh, so you went out trick-or-treating at 13?
No.
Ah!
But I was a dick at 13.
Yeah, but what do you have
to... dick.
You're talking about dealing with them. What do you have to deal with other than just simply handing them a few pieces of candy?
That's a lot.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Tramping up my lawn.
It's not like these 14 to 16-year-olds are shipping off to war tomorrow. They're not going to be late tomorrow.
You could, because they come up in clusters.
Give him a piece of candy, you monster. You're not a monster. You're a monster. Guys like you are a monster.
No.
And you talk a big game, but how many of those guys are actually going to look at that 14, 15-year-old kid in the face and say, nah, get out of here, kid. And
no, I always gave all the kids the candy.
No, that's what's so frustrating, is he sits here, right?
But I don't like it.
I'm a tough guy. Check me out. Here, I'm going to put my foot down. And you admitted that you have college kids that come to your door and you give them candy.
You got
to. So shut up, you bitch-ass, scared-ass, bitch-ass, hypocritical-ass bitch.
I like
bitch.
To nip it in the bud so I don't have to deal with
do
it.
Do it. Don't give him candy. You can sit there when you open the door and
I even gave that one kid. Remember that one kid? He came to my house like 9 o'clock at night, and I gave him all the rest of the candy.
Okay, yeah, way to nip that in the bud by giving him all of the candy. That should make it stop.
And he dropped it all over the driveway.
252 WCMF. You have an opportunity to take a stand. I see you guys on hold. You could look at these kids tonight, and you could calmly tell them when you open the door, listen, guys, I'm sorry. You're too old for doing this.
I'm not going to give a speech or a Sermon on the Mount
you
over
just
here.
Did for the last 5 minutes.
Preach, Kimmy. Thank you. Sermon of the mic. Sucks.
No, but my wife's going to give the candy out.
Oh, well, just tell her what you're saying here.
I kind of do.
About this.
Well, I don't distribute the candy anymore. I'm not allowed.
Well, he's like,
apparently, I'm not pleasant enough to handle candy. So my job is to maintain the dog.
Okay.
And to make the drinks.
Gotcha. 252 WCMF. It's one thing for like a dick like you to just run his mouth and then be a coward. I guess that's fine because nothing changes. But there are dicks that take it further, guys like you. And it's gotten so bad.
How bad is it?
We'll tell you in a second. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, you know, listen, anybody that comes to my door is going to get candy. I don't have any children, but it's Halloween. You just do it because you're part of the neighborhood. I could never face somebody and say, I don't care if you're 65 years old, I'm going to give you a piece of candy. I don't understand how people can think and say, no, they're too old. I mean, you're not walking into a bar and, hey, let me see your ID so you could consume alcohol. I mean, it's Halloween.
You know you've got a bad old man take. You know you've got a bad old man take when you've lost Jimmy. We have lost Jimmy. Tommy has lost Jimmy.
No, but I mean, I went yesterday to buy candy at Cawkins Road Wegmans, and it was funny.
Hey, that's my Wegmans!
Okay. Hey, what aisle is the condi on?
I love the way he said that.
Condi?
Condi.
Okay, but no, all they had was Christmas. All they had was Christmas candy. So here I am buying it. And when they say trick or treat, I'm going to say Merry Christmas. Who cares? As long as they get what they want.
Jimmy, that's a good take, buddy. Hopefully I see you on the Cawkins Road Wegmans in the condi aisle.
Condi.
You guys take it easy. We'll see ya.
Happy Halloween, Jimmy. Take care. I'm going to start saying it like that.
Condi.
Who would like some condi? Condi man con.
I've never heard that said that way.
He's got to be from Newfoundland. I'm calling Newfoundland Canada. Condi. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rich. Hey, Rich, how are you, brother?
Hey, good, you guys. Let's get this right out of the way. Tommy is just 100% a dick.
I mean, 100% pure, uncut dick.
He's 200%, like, just absolutely frustrated with the fact that he's 2 days from death. He's mad that back in the Great Depression, no one had money for candy for him. So, honestly, come to my house. I don't care if you're 107. You're getting candy if you're in a costume.
Oh, Tommy, you get candy.
All right. Condi, you have any condi?
Condi! Rich has got condi.
I love you guys. Have a good morning.
Love you too, Rich. Man, you have lost all the old men. You've lost the old men.
It was worth it.
It is definitely election season right now. You can feel the vote swinging against Tommy, right? Don't say that. All right, I see you guys on hold. Sit tight for a second. As we talk about 13 and a half being the age the average American believes kids should stop trick-or-treating. Yeah. Tommy wants it to be 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
This age argument has gotten so bad.
How bad is it?
Thank you. I'm having a stroke. I feel like we already did this. There are now towns in the U.S. that have laws against kids trick-or-treating over a certain age. Chesapeake, Virginia, kids over 14 who are caught trick-or-treating are guilty of a misdemeanor crime. And by the way, that's a softer law. They had to change it because the one on the books before had a max penalty of trick-or-treating over 14, 6 months in jail.
So lock them up.
And I don't think they did, but it was on the books. And if you don't believe me, you can Google it. Two towns in Illinois, towns in Louisiana set a legal age limit at 13. In Belleville, Illinois.
Well, that's weird. Like Louisiana has an age limit on candy.
Yes. Well,
but not marriage.
Well, I was going to say, mostly they're trying to get him in wedding dresses. In Belleville, Illinois, the age limit is 8th grade. And the city requires anyone over 12 to get special permission from the mayor or chief of police not to go trick-or-treating, but to wear a mask or costume on days other than Halloween. If you want to go to a Halloween party,
yeah,
you need to get special permission.
You got to talk to the mayor?
From the mayor or the chief of police to wear a mask outside of your parents' house.
Mm.
Why are we making...
Where did that come from? Did something terrible happen where people were in masks?
They come in our face, I can steal my car. A Frankenstein stole my car. Why do we make being a kid today so crappy?
Oh, kids got it tough. Kids got everything today. Kids got it better today than millionaire kids in the 1920s.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they do. The luxuries you have in your house today didn't exist 100 years ago.
No, that's like a totally different argument.
Electricity and stuff? What are you talking about?
So we've been talking about this.
You know what you used to get trick-or-treating back in the 20s? Even the rich kids. A bag of soup. And it was a paper bag of soup.
A paper bag of soup?
It wasn't fun. Children screaming, getting scalded in the legs. Crawling back to their homes.
Why is that so funny in my head? Oh, God, no! Why did we do this? We didn't have to do this. We chose to go trick-or-treating for paper bags and scalding
us. They'd have all this candy. They'd have aisles of candy.
We were talking after the show yesterday in a commercial break. Hate Mail of the Week was about a woman who insisted on wiping out all homework for kids. Mm. And the guy who called up the show, his name was Joel. Nice guy.
Yeah.
But he said the kids today are soft.
Yeah.
And after that discussion was over, I had said to you in the commercial, there's not enough money in the world you could pay me to be a teenager right now. Because I would have been arrested 20 times for the things that I did as a kid that was just boys being boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Social media that I would have had access to would have ruined my life 15 different
just
ways.
Just the access to free pornography.
And the freedom that I had as a kid does not exist anymore as a teenager. Kimmy, we couldn't go to the mall now. And go hang out.
Like all those places that you'd had a little bit of independence, those got to be pretty much gone.
So when I say, why are we making it so hard to be a kid? That's what I mean. You would have been given a chair.
You said a little chair.
Itty bitty, they would have had to put a booster
up there. The kitty electric chair.
252 WCMF. Let's take one more call. Let's talk to Dog. Hey, Dog, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey, first up, I know the reason why Tommy says 11 years old. Because he doesn't want kids taller than him to come to his house.
But you were other than that, Doug.
No, as far as I'm concerned, if you're still in high school, you haven't graduated, come to my house, wear a costume. But have some fun, more the merrier. Be a kid, enjoy life. Because once you get in the working world, it's going to suck.
Life sucks. Yep.
And then you die. He's right, man. Have fun while you can.
Let the good times roll.
Dog, thanks for the call, buddy. Oh, sorry, go ahead, bud.
That's all right, man. Have a good day.
Sorry, Dog, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Man, that was a pretty depressing end to an interesting conversation, but I mean, I can't disagree with him. Mm.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not something people in Fairport expected to see coming out of their quiet little town.
No.
Arguably in the most quaint part of their quiet
town. Oh, yeah.
But two men are facing serious charges after allegedly selling this out of a very popular place right under the noses of village residents.
Right in front of the walkers.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Cluck If You Buck is a very popular chicken joint in the village of Fairport. They did change the name. Is it something slightly different?
Well, in the story, it was like Cluck It If You Buck It.
Because Cluck
something.
If You Buck is that famous rap song.
Yeah, so maybe
it's like a little chicken shack.
It's a chicken shack. Yeah. It's exactly
right
what it is.
Right on the water.
It's right on the canal path. On the canal. Mm. Right before the bridge in the middle of town, next to where the kayaks are rented.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's quaint. It's within kayak proximity. Yeah.
Where you can launch your kayak.
You got it.
Can eat some chicken on your kayak trip.
I wouldn't recommend that. Mm. You don't want to cramp up in your kayak. It's a kayak cramp. On Tuesday, police arrested two men after they say undercover officers made cocaine buys inside of the restaurant.
Oh.
Story on 10 NBC says members of the Narcotics Task Force Say one man is accused of selling plastic bags of cocaine to the officers for $100, $200, and $300.
Damn.
Another man is accused of selling them an $80 bag. One of the men was
They couldn't even line up on the price?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was just slightly smaller. Mm. The other guy was like, hey, he's paying $100. Guess what I got?
Yeah.
One of the men arrested had a prior record, so he's still sitting in jail with no bail. As of now, we do not know if this is a situation of rogue employees using the place to sell without the knowledge of the owner or some other type of situation. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get details moving forward here, right? If you eat at this place, it's devastating.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure it's beloved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you love it, right?
I love it. The only reason I go to Fairport outside of hockey rink is to go eat at this place.
No kidding.
I would drive to Fairport just to get it. It is awesome. And if you've eaten there, you know. You could almost say the food was addicting. Like, when I started eating it, all I wanted was more. And then, like, time away from it, I started, like,
wanting more.
Yeah, getting jittery and not feeling well.
Wow.
Tommy?
Yeah.
The people of Fairport are in shock.
They were, flabbergasted, I would say would be a better term.
Okay, so let's start with the surprise, right? Because something like this doesn't happen in their tiny little village.
No.
And then that kind of led to anger. This is what just some of the people walking on the canal had to say last night on 10NBC.
I think it's a shame. We have a lot of families that walk the canal and ride their bicycles, and we just took a lovely walk down the canal. It's a shame to see that kind of behavior in our very special area.
I don't know why you are laughing.
The walk was ruined. Completely ruined. So she had a lovely walk, and now it's ruined.
Your walk gets ruined by somebody smoking on the canal, so can you really talk?
Well, you know I'm very blasé about cocaine. Mm-hmm.
He's a cocaine blasé man.
Coke on the canal.
Kimmy, can you play that audio one more time for me? I just want everyone to listen to what this woman said. Go ahead.
I think it's a shame. We have a lot of families that walk the canal and ride their bicycles, and we just took a lovely walk down the canal. It's a shame to see that kind of behavior in our very special area.
It's funny, real quick, when she says very special area, it sounds like one of those 1980s films where they teach you about like an adult trying to touch you.
Yes, it's your special area.
Keep them away from your very special area. But past that.
Yeah.
The outrage from the people in the village of Fairport, because not just that woman, I mean, social media had been lit up, buddy.
You've tainted the town.
Furious. Would you say it's reasonable, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, to think that people that live in Fairport don't believe this happens in Fairport?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. They think they're insulated from the real world.
So that's a naive take, right?
It's a very naive take based on this story.
Because, crime happens everywhere.
Bro, we've had growing operations in Fairport that have been busted.
I'm also thinking, I mean, the more wealthy a town, the more money people have to spend on that
designer
kind of
drug.
Stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, cocaine is not a cheap drug.
No.
Right? Or at least it wasn't when
Ecstasy,
I was a kid.
Sure.
You're just naming drugs now?
Well, rich people drugs.
Yes, you're right. I mean, there's a difference between
designer drugs and street drugs.
Bingo. Like, to your point, Kimmy, you would think cocaine sales would be more prominent in towns that have money. Mm-hmm. Is that a stupid thing to think? 252-WCMF?
A $300 a bag? Yeah.
Like,
seriously.
Do folks who live in Fairport and Pittsford and Canandaigua and places like that, do they really not think that drugs, they're not being sold in their town?
Right.
Tommy, is that willful ignorance? Is that not being aware of your surroundings? Is that being an elitist? Like, which one is it?
Do they think it just happens through, high-end business sales or something? Well, we do it, but when we do it, it's fancy and people wear suits.
I'm convinced that people that live in Fairport, Pittsford, Canandaigua, places like that.
They don't think it happens at all.
They think that the people from those towns, and then you can tell what they look like, the people that do drugs, they drive down into the hood, into the ghetto. And they buy their drugs, and they do them there, and they come back to Fairport afterwards.
And then they go to mass.
Is it willful ignorance? Is it not being aware of your surroundings? Or is it an elitist take?
It's an elitist blinder take.
Okay.
So my oldest brother is a rich snob. I love him to death. But every time there's a tragedy in our family, he will always say, I can't believe we have people like this in our family. Over and over again. He keeps saying, I can't believe we have people like this in our family.
Yeah.
Like, he's shocked. Like, we have a history of this debauchery in our family. Every time he's shocked because he thinks his family would never do something like it.
Not to mention, I mean, we all know your family's track record. It's pretty extraordinary.
Bro, pick a crime.
But every family has something like that in it. It's not about...
But he doesn't... But he, every time it happens, it's like all new to him, all over. And I think that's people's attitude. In this town. It would never happen here.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A restaurant on the canal in Fairport, Cluck If You Buck, Cluck It If You Bucket. I've eaten there a bunch of times. I love this food. I'll be honest with you. If they close because of this, I'm going to be devastated.
Somebody's going to open it up.
But according to police, the Drug or Narcotics Task Force made undercover buys of cocaine from two people inside the restaurant. Again, we don't know if these are rogue employees or if this is the business actually doing this.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll find out in a little while. But people in Fairport are stunned. You heard that woman talk about how she was just having a nice walk, right? People are trying to be safe here. And that's the other thing that the woman says that I want to talk about.
What's that?
This is supposed to be a safe place to walk.
Yeah.
Now, I get that this restaurant is right on the canal path, right? And I'm not saying this is a good thing that happened. Of course, you don't want this to happen.
Right. Yeah.
But are people allegedly selling coke out of a restaurant making an area less safe?
No.
I mean, if you didn't know it was going on.
Yeah, you literally walked by it when they were making the bust.
I do wonder, because you know how quickly like rumors spread and things like that. Were there some people that kind of heard things, you know, prior? Like, it would only take, like, one person, you know, hearing something could be going on or they saw something for that rumor to spread like wildfire.
But that's what's so funny about stories like this, where you see people selling illegal items out of stores. We saw it with people selling marijuana without a license, right? For you to make money, people have to know you're doing it.
Right. Right. That's what I'm wondering. Like, was it that big of a shock to people that live there?
I don't know. I mean, well, in Fairport, you heard that woman. You heard what she just said.
So it happened, and then it was it Tuesday?
The arrest was on Tuesday.
Right. And then, but it didn't look like it was like a big bust. Like, it looked like it was a pretty, quiet. Like, they got him out of there and walked him out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it would
look. But it wasn't like they shut down the streets and they brought in the big guns and the SWAT team. It was like they just kind of walked in and walk these guys out.
Well, like, in the grand scheme of things, right? Like, if you add up all of the alleged buys, you have $680 in cocaine. I mean, is that enough to bring in, like, a battering ram?
I'm guessing in a
which, by the way, in that shack, you would need a battering ram. You just, like, put your elbow into the door. It's going down.
But it looked like a pretty casual bust.
I don't know. Like, if the allegations are true here, and I get that bad things could, in theory, happen.
Sure.
Right? But we don't, like your point, we don't know how long this has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know, there have not been any issues on the canal path in front of this place if this had been going on for a little while. And I'm not pro cocaine sales in restaurants, but you don't have to take it to the I am scared to walk around the village because two guys were allegedly selling cocaine out of a restaurant area.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, you can safely walk the canal, and these guys could have also been doing this illegal thing. Those two things can live on each side of each other.
Yeah.
Mutually.
I'm guessing, and let's say you were sitting out, and it looked like a beautiful Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You got yourself a bucket of chicken, and you see some officers walking in. Maybe they're probably coming in for lunch, too.
Yeah.
And let's say they walk those guys out in cuffs. You're just sitting there eating your chicken, man. You're not, like, grabbing your children and running. You're going to eat that chicken.
Okay, look, I would have some questions.
To who? Eat your chicken.
I will say this.
What?
There are other restaurants where I would be like, we should probably go.
Mm.
You say, really? Well, but why?
Other
for
places. Because the food was not enough to keep me there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm telling you, the fried chicken at this place.
Yeah, why some fried chicken? I'm locked in.
It's so good. It's so good.
But I'm not breaking my chicken.
That's what I mean. That's how good this chicken is. Well, I'm going to keep eating my chicken at the picnic table outside of Cluck.
So
I'm going to guess it would keep more people away if they heard some like wild health violation.
Yes.
Or like, because you know how they release that report?
Yeah.
And like you hear about stuff going on in kitchens. Like, I'm going to guess that would keep more people away than like a drug bust.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Favorite place, right?
Yeah.
Go in there. Let's say you go in there a couple times a week. And one of the guys behind the counter, while he's making your chicken, drops a baggie on the floor, falls out of his pocket. Picks it back up, puts it back in. He just keeps doing his business. You eat your chicken, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was.
Yeah.
What do? You go back the next day?
You're asking the wrong guy, because having worked in a kitchen and doing comedy, I just assume that everybody working in a kitchen is doing cocaine.
You would assume it was for their personal consumption.
But it wouldn't stop you from enjoying that delicious chicken.
No. But I will say this.
What?
If I was in there buying my chicken, and I witnessed.
Let's say he slips it over the counter.
And the guy hands him
three bills, but everything's cool.
That would keep me from going back.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, and a younger me would not have bothered me. I am at an age where I probably should not be voluntarily hanging out in a place where cocaine deals are happening.
I don't know what's going on here.
Just explained what was going on.
Kinda. I don't know what I saw, but I'll tell you this: if that was my wife and I's favorite place, and I witnessed that transaction, and she did not. Let's say she's outside. I walk in to get the chicken. I see the transaction. Mm-hmm. The transaction. I ain't saying a word.
Okay.
Because then she's not going to want to go.
Bro, you're too old to think you're badass enough to walk into a place that's selling Coke.
Bro, it's casual. It was over the counter. It wasn't like they were like scales and the cartels sitting there.
I love what he thinks he looks like. Hey, guys, yeah, I used to be into this too, man. Yeah, I know. You and me, a couple of cool bros.
My jacket.
Check out my jacket, bro. No, you're too old for that.
So you think I'm going to run out of there?
I don't think you would. I'm telling you, you should. No. Not run out, just not go back again. You're too old to be hanging out at a place where Coke deals are going down.
Oh, it's not like a... And by the way, it's not a nightclub. It's not... There's not a booze and prostitution.
They do sell alcohol.
They do?
Yeah, and your mom was there one time, so prostitution might be a thing. Low prices. Be dialing. Low prices and low lips. Come
I'm going
see Tommy's
back.
Mom.
Give me my chicken.
You were saying, Kimmy, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you also don't want to be that old guy that thinks he saw something, but it turns out it wasn't drugs. Because now you're just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I saw them dealing the marijuana, and then it turns out it wasn't pot.
Yep.
You just don't know what you're talking about.
You're putting oregano on top of your chicken, which many people do. I think the most interesting part of this whole story, with this Chicken Shack restaurant on the canal in Fairport, right next to where they rent the kayaks, two men arrested for allegedly selling cocaine out of the restaurant. The Narcotic Task Force took them down.
Big drug bust.
On Tuesday, and people in Fairport cannot believe what they saw. Fairport has transformed itself over the last couple of years into a happening spot.
It's an entertainment area.
Yeah. Bars, restaurants.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And kids seem to be drinking there just as much, if not more, than the traditional places kids would drink in the greater Rochester
area. Well, it's where the East Avenue crowd moves.
Yeah. I mean, some of them.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing for Fairport. But this kind of stuff does follow.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not suggesting that this incident, these allegations, are directly linked to everything happening. But when you have 20-somethings looking to have a good time on a Friday or a Saturday night,
you're going to have some trouble.
Yeah, and it's not even, I mean, look, trouble, look, there's going to be other substances, mm-hmm. right?
Oh,
substances other than alcohol floating around. Mm-hmm. Like, did you think that stuff only happened at other places, not because the people were using it, but because of the location? Because, again, that's so naive.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing to see grown people who have been on this planet for 40, 50, 60, 70 years think that a zip code has more to do with where things are being sold than people that just want to do it.
Well, they also probably think, like, people in Fairport don't party like that. They don't act
like that.
Right? But in their mindset, they probably think that, right?
But like,
these are good kids.
Okay. But, like, those people were probably also doing this stuff back in the day, too.
Of course they were, man.
So why would these kids be any different than you?
It's selective memory, man.
I don't get it.
Every old man gets it. I don't mean get it. They get selective memory.
Okay. They get not getting it.
Right. It's the same thing like street drag racing and doing drugs and, you know, all the debauchery you did. But, you know, it was good, clean fun.
Good, clean cocaine.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, I would love to take some calls. I'm sorry. We have been rambling this whole time. Mm. We have run out of time. Man, great for this dude.
Oh.
And it's also interesting to see that this place that was at one time household name business.
Yeah.
Household name business. You were hoping one day they would show up at your front door is still doing their thing.
Yeah, they still advertise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's weird is they advertise. They advertise for what?
Not sure.
Because like this thing's been around for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone still knows them by name.
Right.
And I don't know what they're trying to sell me.
Well, they must be making a lot of money.
You're hanging out of the break room. Monsters Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. Robert Collins of Honeyway Falls.
Yeah.
A little bit richer this morning.
So he hit.
Big ass check, buddy.
Wow.
Because this man from Lima won a Publisher's Clearinghouse contest.
I've never heard of anybody actually hit.
I mean, they're still giving stuff out.
Right.
They were at his house. There was cameras and everything.
Did they say what he scored?
Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, when was the last time we even heard of a winner, period, for this thing? Because I haven't seen a commercial or an ad for it in years.
I think they still run those ads.
You
see them during football.
Okay, no, they run the ads on his TV stations because he's an old man.
Yeah, because Steve Harvey does the ads now.
Oh, okay. Well,
did Steve Harvey show up?
No, Steve Harvey was not there. No, to Kimmy's point, I haven't seen one of these commercials since they used to run them on the Super Bowl.
No idea this still existed.
Whatever old man crap you're watching, you're still
I watch all the old man crap.
So,
CSI Chicago.
Have you heard the new term, FBI Tuesday?
No.
There's three FBI shows on Tuesday nights. It's FBI Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so going back to the story here.
Yeah.
He won a check, and he had a choice. He could have a check for $55,000 or a brand new Mustang GT.
Ooh.
American Muscle, baby.
I think they discontinued the Mustang too, didn't they?
It's brand new. I hope not. Hey, no, we're not using these anymore.
But I think
this is the last one.
The Mustang and the Camaro.
Yeah.
But I would take the coin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Always take the cash.
But you got a Mustang, though.
Bro, take the cash.
Okay. He took the cash.
Good.
So he said he and his wife are probably going to go on a trip or something like that.
Nice.
But he mentioned Robert, the winner of the $55,000 from Publishers Clearinghouse. He said he's been playing every day for 10 years, and he's still in shock.
So he plays every day?
Plays every day for 10 years.
I didn't know he was like the lottery. Yeah.
So let's talk about this. Yeah. Because Publishers Clearinghouse has been a household name business since, what, the 1950s?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The original... They made the giant check famous.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, yes,
and the balloons and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
What does Publishers Clearinghouse do?
They take publishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they clear it.
Out.
Out to the public. I have no idea what they do.
How long?
I thought they either published books or just housed books. I don't know.
Are they just, is it just like a lottery at this point? Like, is there an actual purpose?
But where does the money come from?
People, does it cost money to enter?
I have no idea.
But why do they call it Publishers Clearinghouse?
Well, maybe that's what it originally was.
But if they have had a product, why have I never been advertised their actual product? For a company that did really good at getting their name in everyone's
branding
head,
themselves, yeah.
They did a terrible job at telling me what they do. Because I have no idea what Publishers Clearinghouse is.
I have the answer.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Publishers Clearinghouse is a direct marketing company that sells merchandise and magazine subscriptions and operates sweepstakes and prized base websites.
Okay, so wait, direct. So, like, are they going to send me like a catalog to buy stuff?
I guess.
Okay.
And then maybe that's how you're able to enter. So, if you buy the subscription, you get the entry kind of thing.
I love magazines. I haven't held a physical magazine in 5 years.
No.
Easily.
So, who?
I can remember, though, when there was like an aisle of magazines at Wegmans.
Yeah.
Like, just, it was endless.
It still exists, by the way.
But like, really? Every hobby you could think of,
they
had a magazine for it.
Okay, so I'm on their website right now. Mm-hmm. The first thing I'm hit with is win $1 million set for life prize.
That's the big one that they push on TV.
You got it. But, like, all I'm seeing on their website when I go to publishersclearinghouse.com is the ability to enter to win contests.
Yeah, so maybe that's just what they do now.
But, so it's like a lottery,
but basically. How do you make money?
So everybody, from the lottery entries.
Yeah.
Right. So let's say they take in X amount of money, and then they give out a portion of that as a prize.
But this is kind
of like how the lottery works.
And maybe website advertising.
Yeah.
Do I have to pay to get in?
Well, I would think you.
Hold on, stand by. There is a thing. This must be a commonly asked question because there is a link that says right on their front page, "How does?" Oh, about why PCH gives out. You may have seen the best way to call to your attention some of our great products as well as introducing new opportunities, blah, 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 blah. You don't have to buy anything to enter to win. Publishers Clearinghouse can continue to offer fabulous prizes only as long as good people like you take advantage of our amazing deals. So, all right. So they.
But I wonder if there's a membership fee to join, like Amazon.
Yeah.
Like you pay like per year just to be in the club and then you can like shop around. Like BJ's.
Is there anybody who does Publishers Clearinghouse that's listening to us right now?
Must there be is enough where they can still continue to do this.
Well, they used to have $1 million checks.
Didn't they used
dude
to
got 55?
Didn't they do it like halftime at the Super Bowl? They gave it away live.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
Yeah,
yeah, it was all exciting. And they also would do one on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Because
I have a vivid memory. Again,
I'd love to see other people get rich on the holidays.
No, but people buy into that stuff.
I know,
man.
Like it depresses me.
Well, yeah, you're also selfish.
Everybody's selfish. That's why you enter these things. You want money.
We're talking about a man named Robert Collins. He won $55,000 from Publishers Clearinghouse. They showed up at his house with a big check and the cameras, and we realized it did just this moment, despite the fact that we know all about Publishers Clearinghouse. We know nothing about Publishers Clearinghouse. I had a family member who...
What?
Sweetest woman on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah. She was such a sweetheart. She played Publishers Clearinghouse all the time.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And she... We used to do... Christmas Eve at my grandmother's house, so I'm like 11, 12 years old. Whole family is over. There was a big snowstorm, and also this woman didn't have a driver's license. She had to take a cab back and forth to everywhere she went.
Oh.
She left in the middle of dinner because that night, Publishers Clearinghouse was showing up at somebody's house to give out $1 million check.
Oh, so she wanted to be home.
And she went home because they told her you could be a winner.
So she took a cab in a snowstorm to go back home.
To leave the middle of Christmas Eve dinner to go wait for a check that never came.
Well, do you not get the check if you're not home?
I don't know how
no,
that goes.
No, leave it on your door.
That's what I wonder.
Prop it up on his side.
What if you're not home? Are you no longer the winner? Or do they wait for you to get...
Beats the hell out of me. No.
Should we go to the next house?
No, I'm just wondering.
They go next door. Give me to that chump.
Hey,
man, what a sucker.
Bro, well, no, but I mean, she was...
I mean, it's the same. I mean, that's...
But she's an old woman who lived in a generation where people weren't doing
that. And
this.
I guess what would be the difference between somebody that plays this all the time and somebody that's a regular player of the lottery? I mean, it's all the same idea.
I don't have to... The lottery, I don't have to be... This seems more scammy.
Yes.
I don't know. We know somebody that won now.
For the first, but we've been around here for how long? How many people in Rochester have won?
Right.
Maybe there's more than we think.
You can buy scratch offs?
Oh, so it is a lottery then.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wonder what the average age is of somebody. Ancient.
Yeah,
it's got to be my age and up.
Yeah.
Here's how you know it's ancient, because first of all, it's the most easy, basic website you've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a button that says enter to win, and it has flash where it's like the enter to win moves up and down, the arrow moves one way. Okay. It's like a website from 1996. Oh, man. You going to go enter?
No.
It's got
Yeah, I don't gamble.
55. It's not gambling. It's free, man.
Oh, it's free?
Free to enter now. Complete this official registration form. Continue to claim today's entry before time runs out.
Wait, it's time sensitive?
Time is running out. Go now.
Okay, then I have to go home and wait? Forever.
Yeah, everybody listening to Rochester Radio would like you to go home and wait. Please go home and wait. By the way, they are claiming just before we wrap this up, right? To be fair to Publishers Clearing, because we are a fair show. I'm at their website.
Mm-hmm.
It says over $615 million in prizes awarded since 1967, and you can be the next winner. $23 million in prizes awarded this year. $11 million prizes awarded to date. 150 millionaire making prizes awarded.
So this goes on all year.
I guess so. But is that 150 millionaire making prize awarded? Is that since 1967? Because that's actually way less impressive than I thought Publishers Clearing.
Yeah. Well, they've given away, what, $600 million since 1967?
$615 million since 1967.
In total prize money.
Yes, yes, yes. This is what they claim.
All right.
Is that impressive?
Well, they were probably giving away less back then just because it would have been worth more.
Yep.
So the bigger numbers probably didn't come till later.
By the way, they're a Better Business Bureau accredited business.
They are accredited?
They are accredited by the Better Business Bureau, and I'm not suspicious at all that logo is on their front page when you get on there. That is not anything that's making me suspicious.
We're good people.
Anyway. Here's the other thing, man. I'm on this website right now. It's all contests. Like, if I don't know how to buy something. If I want to buy something, how do I buy something?
So they make their money on people putting money into these contests.
But I don't even know if it costs any money to get into these contests. I'm not seeing anywhere where I'd have to pay. It's just like logging in.
Or unless you get... I wonder if now you're just going to get bombarded with ads.
Okay, maybe.
From them. And that's how they do it. They sell the ad space, and then you get crushed.
252 WCMF.
Like, we're all going to have that on our phones.
Yeah, we probably are. Yeah. But maybe we'll win. Ed McMahon's corpse will be at your door.
Let's go home. Did he do that one? Yeah, I guess
Ed
he did.
Ed McMahon was publisher's
They always had like some name, like some host or some celebrity with them when they did it. I don't know if they still do that.
All right, we can get all our questions answered about how they're making money here. 252 WCMF, because Michelle says her mom is a big PCH gal. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. My mom is in the Publishers Clearinghouse. Every day, I swear there's something coming in the mail from publishers. She has won $1,000.
Oh.
Has she spent
in 1967? So what does she buy from them?
They have everything. You know, like when you see at the store things that they say advertised on TV?
She's that person.
There's just tons of that stuff. I mean, she gets like a little magazine and stuff, and it has all that stuff. I mean, really neat stuff and things like that.
Oh, Michelle, you're going down the road. Michelle, you're going down the road.
It sounds like your mother's house is loaded with a bunch of crap, like figurines and like little porcelain bells.
But the best part is when I go over, she'll be like, oh, well, could you use this or that? I don't want that stuff in my house. You know, load your own house up. Don't load mine,
but
you know.
But she's buying stuff thinking it gives her a better chance to win. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
I think so, too. I think she thinks it gives her a better chance of winning.
But she's having
fun. When she won $1,000... I think so, too, but every single day, I'm not kidding you, every day, there's something from Publishers Clearinghouse coming to her house.
There goes your inheritance, by the way.
Well, no, she gets all those bills.
No, that's what I said. There goes that. Or I'm going to get a room full of Publishers Clearinghouse stuff for my inheritance.
Michelle.
You know, but...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
tough. But what she does is she'll be, oh, well, I don't think I want that. So she'll send it back. And I'm just like, I think she thinks she stands a better chance of winning the big money. But she has won, so.
All right.
Every day, it's publishers coming to her house.
Well, thank you for the information, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Michelle. She's got a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Very bubbly.
That sucks, man. This sucks.
I know. But listen, man, if it puts a smile on the old bag's face, who cares?
Yeah, big old smile until they're repossessing her house.
To buy more stuff.
Yes, because she can't afford to pay the taxes on it. All right, let's take a break.
I'm upside down on porcelain bells.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.